This is CliffCentral.com.
We're going to talk to Seymour Brooker in a short while about cruising. Yep, you can go on these phenomenal. I'm going on one on Thursday. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be.
Is this how you're epic. You're going to Italy? Well, I mean, how you're touring.
Yeah, starting in Rome for a day or so, and then hopping on this ship, which is called the Crystal Serenity, and it's going on this unbelievable itinerary, and this ship goes on trips all over the world. So we'll tell you all about that in a little while, just in case you don't know. And I thought, you know, for a lot of people, they think that either it's too expensive, or they don't consider cruising because they think, well, when you go somewhere on holiday, you have to go to a place on the land, stay in a hotel. Cruising's way better. You get on the ship, you unpack your stuff, and then you get to see 10 places.
But also there's the fear of dodgy cruises.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's not the case for these.
The ones that people go on just to drink and party. Yeah. There's no touring involved.
No, sure. We know
those,
what those
like,
are.
Scare the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, no. It's scared because the last one you were on was like that.
Yes.
Hi, Seymour.
Morning, Gareth.
Nice to see you, man.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having me.
You ready for this this trip coming up?
Oh, I've been counting down the days, I think, since we chatted about it last year already.
I am so excited about this. So we'll talk in a moment about what the cruises that we're going on, but just by way of example, because there are so many different things that you can do. I mean, you've been in this business for a while now.
Yes.
Everybody knows that tourism and travel has changed an enormous amount. These days, people use the internet. They can research these things. You watch other people's experiences on social media and on YouTube and all the rest of it. But do South Africans get cruising?
I think there's still a big misconception around cruising that it's too expensive. You mentioned that just now, that it's potentially boring or not safe. But I think, Gareth, you can attest from your cruise last year.
Sure.
You barely feel that water, you know, on these big ships. You almost don't know you're sailing.
They've got so many stabilizers and things. It's absolutely incredible. You almost want more motion.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's very safe. Look, granted, there could be the odd storm or two, but generally it's very smooth. So you don't get that seasickness. It's fun. The food experience on board is phenomenal. Which I think the extra kilo or two every time we put on and we come back.
God, the food. Okay. We'll talk about the food in a minute because that's just a whole different category, but it is no small feat to officially be the largest international cruise line representative in South Africa. Southern Africa,
correct. And actually Sub-Sahara Africa now. We're doing phenomenally well in Kenya and Nigeria. I've just come back from Kenya. They've just spent $6 million on upgrading the Mombasa harbor.
Yeah.
So they want to attract also the cruise ships to come there. So it's very exciting times.
So what does it take to reach this? And I mean, who started this? How does it work? How did you get into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, George Achiropoulos started Cruises International some 28 years ago now. I joined the company a few years ago. I've always been in travel. I've always sold sort of products that I felt South Africans enjoyed. You know, I come from Club Med and those kind of environments, and cruising offers such value for money. And I saw potential. South Africa is still very small in terms of the international cruise market. But just to give you a very interesting stat, there are $69.3 billion worth of cruise ships on order until 2027.
So it's definitely growing.
It's the fastest growing segment of travel worldwide. And last year it enjoyed 50% growth around the world. There is no industry. There's no one that can say they had that kind of growth last year. It's phenomenal.
Absolutely phenomenal. And in South Africa, Seymour Brooker, by the way, is the sales and marketing manager for Cruises International. So he's the guy you've got to talk to if you want to know about this stuff. While you're here, tell us why South Africans do and don't get it. You said that they do to some degree. Why don't they?
I think because generally we don't see a lot of cruise ships here. Of course, we've got some of the brands that do the local sailings here, but the very short cruises, the 2 and 3 night cruises, which is quite a different experience to your 1 week cruises in the Caribbean.
Sure, they have their place.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think they go on a lot of holidays. They go to New York, they go to Dubai, they go to Europe to go ski, but they don't necessarily then think of a cruise as an option, because they just think it's just too much money and those kind of things like that. They don't want to be restricted. Whereas I think, again, and as you saw, it's not restrictive at all. Every day you can get off the ship, you visit a different country, but at the same time, your room is there. You don't have to pack and unpack, catch all sorts of different flights and transfers. And that, to me, is as soon as South Africans start picking up on that, how easy it actually is to go on a cruise ship, and yet you can visit 3-4 different countries in a week.
Oh, man.
And you don't have to be part of a tour group.
Exactly.
Following the
and
flag.
Listen, exactly. I mean, you get different kinds of cruises. We'll talk about some of those in a moment, because you have to explain that there are some that are more family orientated. Yep. There are some that are much more for younger people. Some that are much more for older people. But really, on the ship that I went on last year and that we're going on now, you don't even feel like you've got other people around you. That you don't ever feel like you're crowded.
Mm.
Everything you want, you can have. There's no rush. There are no queues. It's very smooth. I mean, the whole thing is just unbelievably well managed from the point of view of people.
Yeah.
And there's staff everywhere running around to look after you in whichever way you want to be looked after.
Definitely.
I need this. I need that.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Anything you want.
To your point, I mean, the brand you were on is Crystal, and Crystal is categorized as one of the luxury brands. And the difference with the luxury ships is that you have a fairly large ship, which is very similar in size to a lot of the other ships that are out there, yet it only takes 970 passengers. A similar ship sized with a competitor product, you're probably looking at between 2,500 and 3,000 passengers for the same size. And that's exactly where your point comes in. So you've got all that space. You have all of that space, yet the ship is big enough for you to have your little areas that you go to without the crowds. You don't fight for a towel or a deck chair at the pool area.
No.
You don't ever queue for your food. And you've got almost 700 staff looking after you, which is a phenomenal guest-to-staff ratio. So it is that attention to detail.
And they go all over the world?
They go all over the world. That's the thing with cruising. Some destinations that aren't as accessible in terms of a normal holiday, you can do with a cruise ship. Alaska, Patagonia, Galapagos Islands, you know, the Great Barrier Reef, any of those kind of destinations you can visit.
That's phenomenal. How many of these have you been on?
I've been on about 5 or 6 cruises, which has been a phenomenal honor and pleasure to be on and experience. Mm. I've been lucky to do the Caribbean, which is, it's a dream, you know, seeing just all of these different beaches and the cultures. It's absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, I've been very lucky.
All right. So what about the more family oriented cruises? And some of these ships are enormous. They are like cities.
They are indeed floating cities. We're very proud to officially represent Royal Caribbean and Sub-Saharan Africa.
Are they the biggest guys?
They are basically
in terms of the size of ship and everything.
Size of ship, and in terms of the cruise market share worldwide, Royal Caribbean is number one by far.
Really?
They are the market leader. They've been the most innovative cruise brand since day one. They've always been the first to start things on their ships, whether it's an ice rink, whether it's a surf simulator, whether it's a zip line. They've always been the first. And I mean, I was on two of their large ships last year, and you know, they take 5,500, 6,000 people. So it's a lot of people. And initially it's this almost as mind freeze, because you see this ship and you don't believe it can actually sail. It's so big.
Yeah.
And there's so many people queuing to get in. But once you get on, everyone spreads out and finds, again, their preferred area of the ship. Because
how many decks on a ship like that?
13 decks. 13 decks. But, you know, for the families, what a holiday, because the parents can enjoy a bit of sunshine or having a few cocktails while the kids are learning how to surf, going on a zip line, rock climbing, going down the ultimate abyss, which is the walls. It's the tallest, basically, slide inside any cruise ship. It drops almost 13 stories.
Oh.
So the parents actually have a relaxing holidays, because the kids go and do all of these activities and you basically almost don't see the children for a week. So it's a phenomenal holiday for families.
All right, let's talk about the food for a second, because I think, again, a lot of people have these misconceptions that on a cruise liner, you've got these buffet dinners that are all
mass catered.
Yeah, mass catered. And that's not the case, especially not on something like Crystal.
Definitely not. If you look at our luxury brands, most of the food available on board is equal to, if not better than, Michelin star restaurants. However, you're not allowed to be Michelin star graded on the ocean because the kitchen sizes are smaller and all that kind of things like that. So the food experience is absolutely phenomenal. And a brand like Crystal partners with MasterChef Nobu. So if any of you are familiar with the one and only down in Cape Town, there's the Nobu restaurant there. Not cheap, might I add. But that's available free of charge for you to eat on a brand like Crystal. And again, probably I'm not a big fish eater, but the food there is just, you want to eat the sushi, you want to eat that tuna.
I'm not a foodie, and yet I've found it it's like a taste exploration.
It definitely is. And the cruise liners pay a lot of attention to the food experience. And your luxury brands, the food is fresh. It's almost daily when they're in port, they get fresh food brought onto the ship. So it's not a case of food that's been on board for 2-3 weeks in fridges. It's fresh. It's cooked there on board. And that's a real big difference. Even a brand like Royal Caribbean, even the ships that take these 5,500, 6,000 people, you are shocked at the quality of the food. They put such a lot of emphasis and money behind the food experience. It's very, very important.
We met a lot of the people who work on the ship, when we were on last year, and they have, I mean, the logistics of running a thing like this, the hospitality, the hotel, because it's a hotel, right?
Yeah.
You have to make sure that there's fresh linen in the rooms.
Your daily to-do list is big.
It's big. and the staff complement is enormous on these ships too, right?
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. And I mean, it's almost, there's a secret world in these ships that you don't see, you don't think about. The crew deck is massive. And, you know, even the crew has their own restaurants, their own bars, their own entertainment areas. But you never see any of that. And there's literally, I mean, on the big royal ships, you have 2,500 crew that works on there. But again, they love, you mentioned South Africans. The cruise liners love South Africans.
Because lots of South Africans.
There are a lot of South Africans. Oh. The exchange rate.
Yes.
It's very favorable for us to go work on the ships earning US dollars.
Sure.
But South Africans work hard and party hard. Mm-hmm. They really, really do. And more importantly, they work hard. And the cruise brands love that because the South Africans work very hard. And that's why you'll see mostly the South Africans working bar, working restaurants. And again, because I think South Africans, they love to eat and love to drink. So it kind of makes sense that they would work in those kind of areas of the ships.
The rooms are amazing. Even the rooms that are like entry level compared to the ones that go all the way up to these suites where you've got like it's basically a hotel suite with a balcony.
Don't look at those ones first. Just
no, but even the ones
to look at the ones in the middle.
Even the cheapest ones you get on these cruise liners are better than most hotel rooms I've ever been in.
Correct. I mean, if you just think of a Formula One or a Road Lodge or a City Lodge, your more entry level kind of properties here in South Africa, I'm yet to see something like that on one of these cruise ships. You don't get that. So the quality of the rooms are large. Yeah. South Africans like large rooms. Our hotels in South Africa, the rooms tend to be a bit larger than overseas.
Right.
And the cruise ships do provide that. And often you just pay a little bit more and you get a balcony. And it makes all the difference, you know, when you're out in the middle of the ocean. Mm. And that sort of that fresh breeze and the ability for you to open your window.
I just left my door open and then you'd hear the ocean and you feel that gentle rocking when you go to sleep at night.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, it's superb.
Incredible feeling. Incredible.
Then, of course, you get off and on because you go on these tour excursions onto the land.
Yeah.
That's just spectacular too because you get to see these really just places you wouldn't normally go to.
Correct. And especially with your slightly smaller ships, a brand like Crystal, which you are going on at the end of the week, the ships are smaller, which means they can go to these slightly smaller destinations where the large ships can't go to. And that's all about exploration. It's about exploring these towns that you wouldn't necessarily fly to with a plane. You wouldn't even think of going to a Portofino or a Florence. You wouldn't think of jumping on a plane and going there. Yet the cruise ship enables you to go visit these incredible little cities with, again, you get off very quickly. The ship, there's no queues, there's no kind of things like that. You get to explore at your own pace or do a tour that's provided by the ship. And then again, come back in the evening, your room's there, no packing, unpacking, and you've had a phenomenal day out.
Well, I got to see last year Lisbon, Barcelona, a little French port called Cassis, which is just magnificent. It's like a picture postcard. And then Monte Carlo.
I'll never forget Monte Carlo, Gareth, that fireworks display.
Yeah, so we didn't even know this, but when we pulled into Monte Carlo, they were having the World Firework Championship.
Wow.
And they had the most incredible fireworks display, which we got to see from the best vantage point possible.
We were literally at the bar at the front of the ship on that outside deck. And I even remember the cocktail in our hands. It was that one of those gins.
Yeah.
Because they've got this phenomenal gin menu with about 21, 22 different gins on the menu. And we were having that while watching this fireworks display. It was incredible.
All right. So how are we going to stop ourselves from being fat at the end of this trip? Huh?
Well, the nice thing is beautiful on deck 5. You can run all the way around the ship on the beautiful running track. Yeah. I mean, I think if you measure it, it's probably almost 1 kilometer long by the time you go around. So you just need to do a few of those every morning.
Well, because Seymour, I've already told Gareth, he should just accept that at the end of this, he'll have to unbutton. He'll just have to walk around with an unbuttoned pants.
Sometimes you just have to accept defeat and just go and enjoy yourself. Mm.
But they have a gym on board.
A beautiful gym, might I add. I mean, that gym rivals quite a lot of the local gyms you see in terms of the equipment sometimes, if not better. And they have instructors on board. So, you know, they've got a nice wellness program also.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can be diligent.
Oh, sure.
No, you can.
No, Sia. And the bars, Sia. Sia would love these cocktails. They look like...
No, all I heard was like, what's 21 cocktails?
Well, they have it's a gin cocktail that Crystal's got. And I think there's 21 or 22 gins available on that cocktail. And the whole cocktail is just gins. It's phenomenal.
By the way, they've also got loads of entertainment. I mean, it's not like you get on board and then you have to entertain yourself.
No.
Not that that's difficult. I mean, a lot of people just want to be at the pool. Mm, a lot of people.
Correct. Time out.
Yeah.
Correct.
But there's stuff going on all the time.
There is. But the nice thing with that is do as little or as much as you want. Yeah. That's the nice thing. Yeah. Nothing's forced upon you. There's a schedule that's available on your app. When you log on to the Wi-Fi, alternatively, there's almost a newspaper type of thing that they deliver to you every day.
By the way, they have Wi-Fi everywhere.
Literally everywhere, whether you're in the pool.
You're always connected as well.
Correct. So much entertainment. I mean, you can go watch a movie at the Hollywood Theater on board Crystal, grab some popcorn, watch the latest Hollywood releases. Mm-hmm. Or if you want something a little bit more old school, they show some of the old James Dean movies and those kind of things like that. Uh-huh. And again, you wouldn't think you're in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship. And again, if you go to our more family orientated brands like a Royal Caribbean, you know, you've got things like ice rinks. If you feel like going and having a bit of a skate in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean, you can do that. So there's so much entertainment. So
obviously, people now, you've definitely whet some appetites, but how expensive are these cruises?
They're really not that expensive. If you look at a brand like Royal Caribbean, you can literally start looking at a price of about $100 a day per person.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got Dubai sailings now in December, and you're looking at literally $700-$800 per person for the week. So phenomenal value for money.
Amazing.
If you just go to Dubai to a 4 or 5 star hotel, you're probably looking at $2,000 a day, which is closer to $200 per person per day. And then you don't have all these entertainment things you can go and do. You'd have to jump in a taxi to go watch a show. You'd have to go jump in a taxi to go to the beach, whatever it might be. Those are all costs and time, but all of that's on board the ship for you. During the day, you can get off and go and experience a different city. So phenomenal value for money. And even the luxury brands like a Crystal, you'd think to yourself completely unreachable. But they have fares starting from about $3,000 per person for the week. And we're talking 6 star, all your meals, all your drinks, not just drinks, premium drinks, everything included. Again, compare that to a 5 star in Mauritius these days, which costs you easy $40,000-$45,000 per person. And then you're stuck on one island, basically. Mm.
Sure.
I'm just blown away by this. It really is for me a discovery and something that I'm really happy I found out about it now, because there's nothing worse than waiting until you're 70 or 80 to figure out the best way to travel. And there's a good reason that all those really smart, really rich people end up doing that for their holidays.
Correct. Absolutely.
They can't all be wrong and rich and brilliant.
No, I mean, 30 million Americans can't be wrong. They go cruising every year and growing fast. So,
So, okay, one quick thing about you that I'd like to just touch on is Seymour is also a brilliant wildlife photographer.
Oh,
wow. Really?
You don't know this about him.
I'm sure there's lots of wildlife that comes out at night on these shows.
You know what they say?
That's one way to look at it, Leanne.
What happens on the ship stays on the ship.
But hang on. Just talk about your photography for a moment, because it's quite extraordinary. I mean, I follow you on Instagram. And he takes the most beautiful pictures. You must sit for hours waiting for the right picture.
Yeah, thank you, Gareth. Shame, kind words. I just, from a young age.
No, not kind. This is something you do. It's professional.
The first time I went to the Kruger, I was just obsessed with nature and the pureness of nature. Because to me, nature is pure. Nothing doesn't happen for a reason in nature. Unlike our humans, they do everything for a reason. And, I enjoy the challenge of sitting at a waterhole in 40 degree heat in the Kalahari, waiting for hours, sweating, needing the bathroom. And then eventually you get rewarded, you know, a lion or a leopard comes and drinks in front of you, but there's no one else around because everyone else is driven away because they don't have the patience. I absolutely love that challenge and I love just being out in the bush. So basically, if I'm not working, I'm in the bush. You know, I'm going to Kenya, I'm going to Botswana, I'm going to Namibia.
Yeah, our shame. And your work means that you make other people happy all the time by giving them these great holidays. Okay, so go and follow him on Instagram, because if you like, particularly if you like wildlife photography, this is really just incredible. S-E-Y-M-S seems underscore Brugger, B-R-U-G-G-E-R. So his name is Seymour Brugger, but you can go and find Seems Brugger, which is on Instagram, and you can see all his wildlife photography. It's really impressive.
Very cool.
Yeah,
thank you.
Figured that out when we were talking on the ship last time. All right, so this is going to be exciting. So we're doing Rome. We're doing, what's this itinerary? Come on.
Oh wow,
you know it's heart.
It's actually one of the few itineraries that Crystal does that is starts in Rome and ends in Rome, because normally Crystal starts in a port and ends in a different port. So this is one of the very, very odd ones that comes back to Rome. But in saying that the sailing is 100% full now. It's full, which is exciting. So it shows you that worldwide there could be this economic downturn, and yet these ships are full. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're doing Rome, we're doing Portofino, we're doing Florence, we're doing Monte Carlo again, and we're also doing Saint-Tropez. Which I haven't been to Saint-Tropez. I've traveled a lot. I'm very excited to go see Saint-Tropez. Mm. It looks really beautiful. But I'm also particularly excited with Florence. I've heard so many great things about it. So I'm definitely going to go experience a little bit of Florence. So yeah, phenomenal sort of Italian and French itinerary. Again, exploration, these little towns that you probably wouldn't go to, because you'd probably go to, you'd go to Rome, you'd go to Venice, you'd go to the big cities if you were flying.
Portofino looks so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And that's what it's about. It's exploration.
Unreal.
It's all about exploration. And especially a brand like Crystal, clients want to explore the world. And these ships enable you to do that.
Man, I'm excited. Okay, this is my birthday present.
Look at that.
Now you celebrate in style.
See,
this is why I don't need a fuss made here at the office. Yeah. All right, superb. Thank you, Seymour.
Thank you so much, Gareth.
Yes, if you want to find out more, you can always find out more by looking up Cruises International. They're a South African company. They can connect you up with any of the cruise lines all over the world, the best possible experiences you can give to yourself and your family. And do it today, because you will be sorry if you don't. It's really the most incredible way to spend your hard-earned vacation money.
This is CliffCentral.com.